Eric in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, sir. Nice to have you on the program.
Oh, Rush, you're going to have to carry me through. I got this too important and juicy to let this be short. But, you know, I'm a black American, and I am deeply, deeply saddened and troubled regarding the level of propaganda and deceit that's been thrown at black Americans to keep them on the Democratic plantation, and especially through the comments of the likes of a Charles Rangel. But before I go into that, I wanted to say something. A few years ago, you were trying to look for the definition of liberalism. And my definition of liberalism is that it's a form of spontaneous, triggered mental illness. It's a form of mental illness, Rush, and it's expressed through their moral immaturity, their deceit, and really it's actually a type of rebellion against God and virtue through the justification of things like of immorality, things like abortion, homosexuality, promiscuity, prostitution, racism, even race-centered thinking, and, you know, the suppression.
I tell you what, hey, Eric, you're on a roll here, and I hate to stop you, but I have to. So if you just hold your thought there, we'll take a break and come back and let your dissertation here, your oral final exam at the Limbaugh Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies, go forward unimpeded. Back now to Eric in Charlotte, North Carolina. You were on a roll. Let me set it up for people just joining us. You think liberalism, and you're an African-American, right?
I'm a black American. African-American is a misnomer, no more than just calling white folks European-Americans. You're an American, you're an American. I'm just darker-skinned, Rush.
Amen. All right, so liberalism is a mental illness.
Liberalism,
it's born of people that do not like any judgmentalism against their depravity taken away.
Exactly. Well, Rush, that's the exact reason why they're coming against you there on CBS the way they do, because you take a verbal stand for morality and just and virtue and so on. They have to make you look evil. It's a form of mental illness. It's spontaneous. It's triggered. These people are normal in every way when you talk to them. But when you get on their little lightning button, I'll just call it, that's when they actually take on a form of incognition. They become crazy. It's a form of mental illness, but it's just spontaneous, short-lived, and triggered, and then they're back to normal. So I hate to say that about them, but that's what liberalism is. Rush, thanks to you, I had a radio program. It was called the Eric Woods Program down here in Charlotte on 1110 WBT. Thanks to you, I was the last black man to do a radio show there. But it's because of you. But I can smell liberals from 10 miles away. I know these people. They are messed up mentally, emotionally, because of the fact they have to justify immorality. It's a form of rebellion against God. And so because they're rebelling against God, that's why they have to justify things like evolution. Because if man came from slime, then they can say they're not accountable to God. So they have to get rid of God. And when you get rid of God, you elevate abortion, homosexuality, pornography, racism. And they're calling this man Bull Connor, a racist. And they're doing it. Charles Rangel is doing this because he wants blacks to keep on the plantation. I call it the slave, slave master, slave liberator mentality. In order for that slave master to keep the slave on the plantation, he had to tell them that the North, the people who were coming down to free them, well, I don't want to get into that too much, but they were saying that the liberators were coming down to kill you and to take you away from your kids. You have to deceive black people to keep them on the plantation. There's another word I call it. I call it the pimp, the prostitute, and the preacher syndrome. That pimp has to keep the prostitute in his harem by lies. If he can do that, if he can keep that prostitute away from the preacher, he's going to save her, because once she starts going around this preacher, she'll stop being a prostitute. And that pimp is going to lose money. He's going to lose business. He's not going to have his cash cow. The Democrat Party uses blacks as the cash cow to keep them in their harem through deceit.
Hey, Eric, can you think of a modern relationship to this? The pimp, the prostitute, and the preacher. Can you give us some current names that you might say fit that role, fit those roles?
Well, clearly Jesse Jackson, Tavis Smiley, Tom Joyner, Charles Rangel, all of the Democratic delegation up there in Congress, all of them are the pimps. Now, it includes white pimps as well. You, of course, got the Ted Kennedys, and you go on down the list of all of those senators, but they're all pimps. Anybody who's in the leadership position in the Democratic Party, they are the pimps because they try to keep blacks deceived. And
okay,
so
if those are the pimps, who are the prostitutes?
Blacks are likened to the prostitutes. It's a tough word to use, but I'm not saying that we're prostitutes.
No, but I think I know what you mean. I mean, they're the victims. They're the victims. They're the ones that are propping up the pimps financially and with power and other things.
They are the ones. The black people, we're innocent. The word I preferred to use early was, of course, the slave and the plantation.
Okay, so you got the slave and you've got the pimp and the preacher. Yeah, let's get rid of prostitutes. Okay, so we've got slave, we've got pimp, and we've got preacher. Who are the preachers today?
The preachers are the Republican Party trying to tell the truth. The people within the Republican Party and independent. By the way, I am an independent. I'm not actually registered as a Republican. I'm an independent because of the fact that once you're a black Republican, you're considered Satan and all of that. Now, it's easier for me to talk as an independent instead of me calling myself a Republican, and they immediately raise up a cross and try to look at me as a vampire and all of that. But the point is, the Republican Party, by and large, and those on who are religious right, those are the preachers and the liberators trying to tell the truth about what the Democratic leadership, the Democrats, are doing to black people. And it's an amazing thing when you really look at it, but they're all mentally ill. It's a mental sickness. The Bible actually calls them fools because they're rebelling against virtue and God. Now, I'm not calling them fools. I'm just saying the Bible calls them fools. That's what they are.
Eric. I mean, if the Bible can call them fools, you can echo the Bible.
That's right. I'm calling fools through the Bible, but people say you can't call someone a fool, but they don't understand what the
Bible
says.
Well, who says? You know, that's another thing. What are we caught up in? Who can say what somebody else can and can't say? Screw that. You know, the hell with this political correctness. If you say what you want to say on this program, I'm not going to sit here and tell you you can't say it. You might be wrong. You might be right, but you can say it. Eric, look. I've got to run here. Let me ask you a quick question. Are you a subscriber to my website?
No, I'm not, Russ.
Do you have a computer?
I do have a computer.
Well, you're a subscriber, and I'm going to make you a complimentary one-year subscriber. You have earned it. This is one of the greatest oral final exams and dissertations ever presented to the guy that runs the Institute. That's me. You just did a fabulous job out there, and you came prepared, and you didn't stutter around, and you had your passion. You fit the definition of a great caller, and I'm glad to hear from you, Eric. Now stay on hold, and one of the preachers on my staff is going to give you we're going to get from you whatever information we need to make you a complimentary subscriber for a full year.